You know, faculty are just coming back, so I haven't had my first faculty council meeting, but I keep in touch with a lot of faculty. And I think everyone has a really strong sense of what's happening with the SACs. And I think we feel really good about it. They basically said, we want to come back and see not the reforms that we've already seen, but the new things that you chose on your own to put in place, and we want to see how they're working. And as faculty members and people that run universities, we're happy. I say come. I'm glad to have you come see that, because I think it is really important that we demonstrate that we put in reforms. In addition, over the summer, I began the Integrity Working Group. I also began the Process Analysis Group, which we had talked about last year. Those are in place. So faculty input, which is driving these, is very strong. That is really important to faculty. They need to feel that they're having a real say in our reforms and the way we're working with these important agencies. The same with our work with the NCAA. The Faculty Athletics Committee has made such progress putting in new programs. So I think people realize that. At the same time, you know, we were able to announce the best year ever in philanthropy. And that was not only due to the wonderful gift of Dr. Fred Eshelman, but even without it, it was the best year ever. And it covered everything from faculty resources, teaching resources. It covered every school. It was such a vote of confidence in the work that the university is doing, and a real boost of energy and resource to their work, that has a very positive influence on the way people think about things too.
Do you hear concern that is coming from whether it be donors or alumni in general?
You know, we have a wonderful, thoughtful community. I hear expectation. When I came, we didn't have a development office, so we built one with a fantastic team, and we work really closely with them. And I think part of the real challenge of the last year is for us to explain what we're doing. I do think that we have set a really high bar for ourselves. I don't think there's anybody else that has ever investigated themselves to the extent to which we have. And I think we've said we have not come this far to stop doing it now. And we are going to continue. We're going to be the ones, if there's anything to find, we're finding it, and we found it, and we are reporting it, and we're fixing it. I do think many of our alums are giving us the benefit of the doubt, the belief in that. But there's a solemn sort of promise that you're really going to continue to make good on that. At the same time, you know, our research portfolio, it went up almost $100 million more this year spent on research than even the last year. So the impact in the world that our alumni see the university producing is inspiring. The Carolina Covenant, the need-based aid, our tuition, there is no school, no public university in America that can talk about that kind of commitment to accessibility and affordability. So I think they're also saying, yes, I believe in that. And if that's what my university is still doing, I'm sticking with them.
Hindsight being 2020, if you can go back with the knowledge that you have now pre-Weinstein Report, would you still go through the process of commissioning and paying for the Weinstein Report with everything else that it has kind of opened doors to, with another NCAA investigation and SACs and multiple lawsuits that have used that as their foundation?
You know, I have absolutely no doubt that we needed to do it. And that is as important to who we are, that we're going to get to the bottom of what happened here. You sometimes have to dig very deep and face that adversity. I actually think the university is so much stronger as a result of it. And yes, there is a long tail, and sometimes I feel frustrated. I want people to know not only about that, but all these other pieces of things that we're doing. And I worry very much about targeting of individuals that have no responsibility, no bearing on it. All those things matter deeply to me. But we can hold ourselves, we have to hold ourselves accountable, and we can only feel proud of ourselves if we really are pushing ourselves to find the answer. And honestly, I've not had people say they wish we had not investigated. When people come up and talk to me, they say thank you for taking us to this place. And I don't think I would have even taken the job if I didn't know that the Board of Trustees and people I met had, not that we anticipated that, but said, whatever needs to be done, we're going to do it.